This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Travis d'Arnaud home run hotness continue tonight. Find out when the Braves and Marlins play game two of their three-game series at Truist Park. The game is yours at 720 on The Fan on FM and 93.7. Doing the AM thing again at 680 and, of course, on the 680 The Fan mobile app. Chuck and Chernoff until then. Before we get more into what the Braves did last night and look ahead, we'll continue our countdown to the NFL draft. Give you the latest on the potential punishment for the Falcons in tampering. All of it takes a backseat to our top story. A Japanese woman was having laser surgery on her cervix when she farted, igniting the laser and setting herself on fire. That's our top story. Again, you would have thought you had a protocol in place. She couldn't have been the first to ever do that.
Did you confirm that? You source that anyway?
I feel like I don't know that I have a second source. That's a fair point. I feel like the AP had the story.
Was that at Crawford Long? Was that at, where was that?
I'm not sure exactly where. Again, I only ripped the headline.
Japan. I'm sorry, Japan. Where in Japan?
Well, I don't know
just
if it was
Japan.
I don't know if it was in Japan. It was a Japanese woman.
Are they Japanese?
She was, and probably still is. But again, I imagine other people have farted on the table with the laser surgery, and I think you would have probably had something in place to, stop the fire from starting. But anyway, again, that's our top story. The Braves, as I said, I already gave it to you. That's
yeah,
we're
that happened.
The Braves will go for the series win tonight against the Fishies with that 721st pitch. Max Fried on the mound. I never thought I'd say this. I hope Max can pitch as well as Elder. I hope he can pitch as well as Elder.
The Rangers. Hey, Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce Elder last night. Well, now the first inning looked like he could get sideways. But thanks to a bad base running mistake from the Marlins and then a couple of fly balls, Bryce got out of it unscathed, but didn't get touched the rest of the night. He scattered five more hits. When it was all said and done, Bryce went 6 2/3, 8 hits, no runs. He didn't walk a batter, and for Bryce, that's always a very big deal. 4 Ks, and he got himself a dub, so that was good to see, which means you know what'll happen. He'll get another one. This is going to be a trial by trial. Bryce, you'll get another one in 5 days. We'll see how that one goes, and then we'll play it by ear moving forward from there. But the Braves' pen, again, did good work. They didn't have to eat a bunch. But Pierce Johnson, A.J. Minter, and Rysell went 2 1/3 perfect innings, 3 Ks. Iglesias very quietly is off to a wonderful start.
Yes, he is.
And congrats to A.J. Minter. He picked up another hold, which makes him the all-time Atlanta Braves hold leader.
Congratulations.
I didn't know we were – is there an on-field thing tonight for A.J.? Like, what are we going to do? I think he's a free agent this offseason. Maybe the hold record will get him a little more money.
Because he's active. I mean, you want to, like – hold off until.
Sounds like a weird honor, though.
Yeah, it is.
The hold.
It's not a real thing.
I mean, the save wasn't a real thing, too, was what we made it a thing. Nothing's real until we make
it.
Well,
at least it's the.
It's what?
There's two things. It has to be the final out of the game.
Okay.
And it has to be a game that you won.
Okay, but stop for a second.
The hold, I did my job, and then this other guy blew it, and it didn't count for anything.
Okay, but think of it this way. If it's a one-run game in the eighth with the bases loaded and I hold it, that's more important than the clean inning of the ninth and you got a three-run lead.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
a
I'm
bogus
saying.
Thing.
It's all this stuff is just, you know, it's a way to add to the stat categories, and we can help you in free agency, and maybe it'll help AJ. Offensively, it was a mostly quiet night. Braves did all their work in the fourth inning. Marcell Ozuna walks, and then Babe Darnot hits a ball down the line that he, with some body language, very Carlton Fisk-like, kept it fair off the pole for his fifth home run in eight at-bats. In that time, he's got 10 RBI. Darnot is the first Braves player with five-plus home runs in an eight at-bat span since the team moved to Atlanta. And Elias had an even a bigger number. Darnot's the only Braves player since at least 1953 to do it five times in an eight at-bat span. Silliness! Because last time I checked, Henry Aaron played here. Chipper Jones, Dale Murphy, Eddie Matthews, Bob Horner.
I like,
do all these guys. Bob hit four homers in a game.
He did. They lost.
And he didn't do it. So that's a feather in the old cap of Travis, who had two hits. Orlando continues his good work. RC had two hits. Michael Harris, a couple of hits. And good for David Fletcher. He got himself a knock and an RBI that gave the Braves a 3-0 lead. But the other record that was broken last night, Ronald Acuña stole his 190th career base, so he passes Rafael Furcal, becomes the Braves' all-time stolen base leader. Only now trailing for the franchise itself, Henry Aaron, who had 240, Fred Tenio had 196, Rabbit Moranville had 194. So Ronnie is four stolen bases away from the Rabbit, he's six stolen bases away from the Tenny, and he's 50 away from the Hammer.
A lot of team records had fallen in power numbers, whether it's total bases, doubles, home runs, all RBIs, all that stuff. Stolen bases seem like they may have been frozen a little bit. Like maybe if you had a record that, you know, I don't know, Juan Pierre could probably go to his grave with a record. That's going to get changed now in a lot of cases. Not for like Oakland where Ricky Henderson was or Lou Brock or, you know, places like that. But in a lot of teams, the stolen bases had seemed like a record that like, we had moved past, and now it's back.
Freedy gets the ball tonight, trying to do his best Bryce Elder. Let's go, Max. Try to win this series tonight. NFL draft week continues. We are just now a little more than 48 hours away from the draft getting underway. Remember, our coverage essentially begins at 2 o'clock on Thursday. We'll be doing the show live inside the Caesars Sportsbook at Harris Cherokee. We had a big crowd a year ago. Would love to have you guys up again. Go check the rates. They have great deals going on at Harris Cherokee. Hang out with us inside the Caesars Sportsbook. They'll have it on all the huge screens, not to mention NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup. So when the show's done at 6, we'll go for a dinner break, take all the listeners. Then we'll come back at 8 for the draft itself. But with the pre-draft, I'm understanding, it's going to be the Heath Bar and
Mocha,
the West.
Mocha, chocolate.
Yeah, Heath and Steve West together, Heath Klein and Steve.
It's a two-hour run-up. It really is.
And then we come back at 8. When we're on the clock, the Bears are on the clock. We will take you right through the Falcons pick at number 8. And I made this promise yesterday that if the Falcons trade back into the first round, I am less than 30 steps away at a craps table. I will come back on live to give analysis on the Falcon trade if they get back into the first round. Now, if I'm on a heater at the craps table, well, priorities. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Listen, you think I'm walking away from a heater to give analysis on the 24th pick?
No, after some of the experiences you had recently, if it starts coming back your way, you'll keep throwing dice.
Was it when were we in Vegas? 2 years ago?
2 years ago for the draft, yeah.
So when the Falcons made the Drake London pick, I was at a craps table. I mean, that's what you want to do. That's how you want to experience the draft at a craps table. I looked up and went, oh, they took a receiver.
Arthur Blank wouldn't like you.
Can you back up my odds right there? So, yeah, why wouldn't Arthur like me?
Crapshoot, he didn't like that language.
Oh, that's
he didn't
a good
like,
point.
Yeah,
that's very fair.
Connection
point.
To his team.
It is funny when I looked back to the Braves for a second on the stolen base leaders. On this list, Gerald Perry's in the top 10 of Braves stolen base leaders. So is Claudel Washington.
Claudel was only here about 5 years.
I mean, it's just, yeah, very funny. I thought Ross Tucker summed up the draft process in the next couple of days well. Just don't believe anything you're hearing or paying attention to. Ross's tweet, breaking, and he writes in all caps, breaking. Just found out there's a team open to trading down. Yet looking to trade up, but don't be surprised if they stand pat and make the pick. That's draft week with everybody talking about who could move up and who could move down. So we know the Falcons will have the pick at 8. I never really was worried about it, but Ian Rappaport confirmed the league's review into the Falcons and Eagles' potential tampering is still ongoing, will not conclude this week. If there are draft picks involved, It sounds like it'll be next year's. I don't know what the internet thought, especially Twitter. There was this whole group of Minnesota fans that were convinced the Falcons were going to give their pick to the Vikings.
No. They didn't take a player off the Vikings roster.
It's never happened this way. You've never, if the Falcons,
that was silliness.
If they would have been docked a pick, it would not, it would just meant you would have skipped from 7 to 9 in the draft, and the Bears would have essentially moved up a spot the way the draft board would have worked. They were never giving a pick to Minnesota. Now, here's the other thing. They were never going to lose a pick in this draft. It was too close to the draft. What happens from here, I don't know, Chuck. There are one of two scenarios. If the league only has Kirk's admission of talking to the trainer and the PR staff, and I say the timing of it matters, after the Falcons had already agreed in principle to the deal with Kirk, I don't think it's much. But if that's where the investigation began, and they start digging, and the Falcons were dumb enough to have a digital paper trail, Raheem Morris texts to Kirk, Kirk conversations with Terry Fontenot, well, then you'll get the book thrown at you, and I have no clue what the league's investigation at that point will show.
Just an opinion. I think they're going to get bopped on the nose a little bit, and I think that the Eagles will too. I think it'll be a day three pick. I'm not in the meetings. I'm just saying that given the high-profile nature of this, you know what the NFL can't do? Nothing. Because we're all looking, what the NFL can't do is nothing. So they have to respond, and they may not even really care about tampering, but the Falcons and the Eagles screwed it up by being so blatant about it.
It's not about tampering.
Yeah, you're not being penalized for tampering. You're being penalized because you're silly about it.
Well, and I guess I wouldn't even say the Falcons were silly. Kirk was just too honest. Like in this case, the Falcons didn't do anything different than they usually do. I'm going to guess the Falcons allegedly tampered in years prior with every free agent that they've talked to. In this case, Kirk's a super honest guy, and at the presser went, I talked to guys yesterday. Like, I can't even get mad at the Falcons unless, again, there's enough of, like, do we use burner phones? Do we have other ways of communication? Like, if the investigation begins at Kirk's admission and it continues and there's a paper trail, that is dumb.
Now, understand the Arizona Cardinals, they just got fined $3 million, lost a lawsuit as well because the GM wouldn't use burner phones, or the assistant GM wouldn't use burner phones.
GM.
And they fired him, and he was like, wait a minute, you fired me because I wouldn't use burner phones? Because the real GM was suspended that season, and it was like, all right, we're all going to use, the owner said we're all going to use burner phones. And so, like, just saying we're going to use burner phones is not as...
Use a two-way, whatever you have to do. I don't care. Pagers, something. Figure it out.
Meet you in a parking lot and talk on a mound, is it?
Don't have it on your Falcon-issued phone. How about that? Like, where the league can pull that when he...
I know.
Have a personal cell phone that make it hard for them.
They haven't been good at cheating.
Go to Xfinity Mobile. They'll help you out. You'll get a great plan. Put everybody, the whole Fontenot family can be on the family plan. Take care of it pretty easy for you. The Falcons were busy yesterday. Matthew Thomas Ryan announced his retirement, signed a one-day contract. As he said, he gave him a team-friendly deal. Now, Matt was decked out, as he always is, to the nines. Beautiful suit, the whole thing. As I said, Arthur Blank, have you guys seen it now? He looked like Marty McFly. He had the vest on like he was in the Navy. This is kind of that's for Arthur, the casual art. Like, casual art is that. I'm sure that vest cost more than my house.
Yeah.
But he had it on and had a chance to talk about Matt Ryan and what he meant to the franchise. So I want to give you some numbers, then I'm going to let you hear from Matt, and then kind of talk about the larger picture with Ryan. Matt's accomplishments as a Falcon: MVP, Offensive Player of the Year in 2016, four-time Pro Bowler, 381 touchdowns, and nearly 63,000 passing yards. But to give you context about what Matt did as a quarterback compared to everybody else who's ever done it in Atlanta, friend of the show Brad Rowland had these numbers. Matt Ryan has 36,265 more passing yards than any other player in Falcon history. Again, they had Steve Barkowski. They've had some players. That's not his total. That's the lead he has over everybody. Then you look at his overall rankings around the league and the history of the game. Matt Ryan is fifth all-time in completions, seventh in passing yards, eighth in yards per game, ninth in touchdowns, 13th in completion rate, 19th in passer rating. Wowzers.
You just described a baseball Hall of Famer, but that's not what the NFL's about. That's not what pro football's about. Baseball accumulating gargantuan individual numbers that we can all cite. Think of one NFL Hall of Famer that you can give me one statistic about. I don't know how many touchdowns Joe Montana threw. I don't know how many yards Emmitt Smith ran for, 22,000 maybe, something.
I have no idea.
Well, everybody knew 755. You could remember specific. And so that's how you make the Hall of Fame in baseball. Unfortunately for Matt Ryan in the NFL, it's about titles. And that's how a guy like Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, whomever gets in.
So here's a couple of things, though. I think a number that should matter. Matt in his career played a possible 234 total games. He played before the Indianapolis year because they started yanking him in and out.
Alternate, yeah.
He played in every game but two in his entire career. That's a level of, and he talked about it in his press conference, his ability to go, battle through injuries. And he said, I woke up a lot of Mondays and couldn't move, and the pain was awful. And by Sunday, I somehow, and he looks back and he's like, I don't know how I did. I somehow got out there and did it. There is something to that, not for a slappy player, but for a really good player who put up those numbers and still went to the post every freaking week. That's a big deal.
He had left a game in Detroit with an ankle thing.
Yeah, it looked like it blew up.
Somebody fell back on him. And then, like, a series later, he's running back. He's like, damn. And he missed a couple of games. Did Chris Redmond win, like, NFC Offensive Player? Or
he had, like, a 400-yard game.
Yeah.
But as a Falcon, he missed two games in 2009 with turf toe.
Yeah.
And then he missed one game.
That was when Redmond stepped up, I believe.
He missed one game in 2019. That's it. Everything else he played.
Unbelievable.
That's a big deal.
Third overall draft pick, and it only cost you the one pick that you already had. Like, the payoff for that, that's how you win titles. And because he didn't, he's going to finish just the other side of Hall of Fame.
Well, that's the shame of that night in Houston.
And Phillip Rivers.
If his coach was able to tell time, he's got his championship and the numbers.
Eli's going to the Hall of Fame. He ain't Matt Ryan.
If you're new to Atlanta, I will tell you how level of dumb some of our city is. There were people clamoring for Glenn Dorsey over Matt Ryan. That was a thing that happened that whole lead up to the draft.
Silly people. Silly people.
There were also people who thought Josh Freeman was
silly people.
Better than Matt Ryan.
Silly people.
You think I don't keep receipts on you, Oliver?
2008 may not have been the most accurate window of my life.
I believe you called him a noodle arm.
No.
I think you called him soft.
No.
I think you talked about
it. I just said I like Josh Freeman. I didn't say anything about Matt Ryan.
I think you got mad at him for fumbling in the NFC title game against the Niners.
He
took his eye off the snap.
I went after him.
Oh, I remember. Listen, you're like the guy in cell block C in the prison. You go after the biggest guy in the yard. I know how you roll. Here is Matt talking about what the city of Atlanta meant to him. Home team was up at the presser. I thought I had a great question for Ryan about Atlanta and his relationship with the city.
I'm just proud to be a part of it. There's some unbelievable athletes who have come through Atlanta. You know, whether you're talking about Dominique or Chipper or you name the pitcher for the Braves, right? Like, there's just some unbelievable guys that have come through this city and been able to play at a high level for a long time. And just to even be mentioned, you know, with those guys, to me, you know, I think back of those Braves guys. They like ruined my childhood growing up as a Phillies fan. So then I got to meet him and I'm like, really? Like, so, you know, to be a part of that conversation is special to me.
Take a bow. Matthew Thomas Ryan hangs it up as a Falcon.
Get ready for Chuckin' Chernoff's worst idea.
All right, we have a lot of bad ideas, but this is our worst idea. We've been asking you to send your answers to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. Matt signed a one-day contract and retired as a Falcon, so we asked you who should be the next Atlanta athlete to sign a one-day contract, then hold a retirement presser in Atlanta. But wrong answers only. Dan went with Rasheed Wallace. It's the only answer. He played one game, wore the number 36, should retire as such. Shane said, don't get me wrong, there's worse signings, but this one's still a big letdown. He wants Kenshin Kawakami to retire, a Brave. Cole Hamels got a vote. Mike Hampton got a vote. Brett Favre, John Rocker. Both Marvin and Sheldon Williams should retire together.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Robert Fick. Oh, good job, Eddie. The great Robert Fick. Mark said Mariota's own Hudson Mason. Kevon Smith got a vote. Former Braves backup catcher.
Kevin.
Poor Kevon. Chris Crawford, the Crawdaddy.
He got paid because of the playoff series.
He did, didn't he? Kenny Lofton gets a vote from Ben Moore.
Unpleasant person sometimes.
Our buddy the Murph Dog says Rasheed and Mello. We forgot Carmelo could have been there. And then Eric said Eldridge or Kasner, which if you're a Hawk fan, that name means something to you. If not, just move on. And then Melky Cabrera got a vote as well. You can keep yours coming in at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed.
We all know Chuck has a lot of random thoughts throughout the show.
Why don't you have him cutting his penis off then, huh?
And Matt likes to tell crappy jokes no one understands.
We're looking for Uranus.
So now, it's time to circle back on some stuff we didn't get to the bottom of. We now present to you Unfinished Business, presented by Zero FG Energy. Live free with Zero FG on Chuck and Chernoff.
All right, let me bring in Brian Gephardt, one of the fine producers of this radio program, to close up some loops, some things that we left open throughout the show.
So my answer to the worst idea question was John Rocker, which led you guys to saying There was a situation at the old studio where he came up against the glass, but all we got was that far.
So here's the deal. We're at our old studios, the Haverty's building in Sandy Springs, and we were having a discussion about John. And I'm not kidding. In the midst of talking about Rocker, I look over to the left of us where we had a big window on the side of the studio, and this big hulking human being is pressed up against the window like you would smash a Furby, like to your window, or a stuffed animal. That was Rocker. And he's a big, large man. And at that point, I peed myself.
Well, it was an aggressive stance. I saw that. And that was his intent, was to, I believe, F with Matt was the stated goal.
It worked.
I was just effing with you.
I'm sorry. You were okay?
I thought it was funny. He wasn't looking at me.
I've talked to John about you.
No, I can be... I can be a spectator in that whole thing.
Point is... He then came in, and I forget whatever we were talking about, because he was friends with Larry W-A-C-H-S of the regular guys, so he was up there doing the regular guys, and after that point, I was like, I don't know if we're going to talk about John anymore.
Did you guys ever see him again in any other context?
Yeah, I've seen John a few times. Yeah. I actually had him on a podcast. He's fun to deal with. He has some good stories to look back on his career. Yeah, pretty good.
Real quick one here. During Back in Time with Chiellini and Domino, we were talking about boxing. Matt, you were talking about two media members fighting at a fight that you and Chuck were at together like 20 years ago, and Chuck kind of mentioned it was an Oscar De La Hoya fight versus...
Felix Sturm, maybe?
Felix Sturm, that was correct. So that fight took place on June 5th, 2004.
Okay.
De La Hoya won with a questionable unanimous decision.
It was an awful fight.
Yeah, and it was wedged in between fights against Sugar Shane Mosley and Bernard Hopkins, which he lost both of those, so that may have been a, hey, let's sell the other one kind of a thing.
So we got to that point in their careers where those guys had very little punching power anymore, and it was a lot of moving around and a lot of points, winning on points and doing that thing. But anyway, so when we were there for that trip, and it was the first time I'd ever been ringside for a fight, there were two boxing media members in the press room, and I went to the press conferences, who literally got into a fight. One guy had a neck brace on. The other guy throws a punch, and they start rolling around on the ground, to which I look at another media member, and I said, oh, my God. He goes, no, this happens all the time.
And as I'm recalling, just by the way the schedule came out, Matt had already planned a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Went back to Vegas.
He went to Las Vegas for 4 days because of HBO.
Yep.
Flew back on a Sunday, went back on Wednesday.
It's a true story. No, I think I might have gone back on, we went Wednesday to Sunday, I think went back Monday. It was like 9 out of 10 days in Vegas. I was in my 20s. Now I'm divorced. The point is, though, you make those choices, and I'll also never forget, Mike Tyson had been out of the game for a minute during that time. Mike showed up at the presser.
That's right.
And I think Felix Sturm was addressing the media, and the whole media room turned around to then go talk to Mike Tyson. It's like the fighters didn't exist because Mike tattooed Mike on his face.
Yeah,
now
he had
the
face tat. Yeah. So that, you know.
Boxing stuff live. I miss those days when boxing mattered. It was fun. All right, there's unfinished business. Thank you, Brian Gephardt.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.